Hello. I took the dash action to double my movement speed, but stuff still happened. So what's up?
We did it again.
Humanity. Everything has led up to this point, where once there was nothing. Humanity looked out over to the open ocean of possibility and said, let there be two actually shitty AI assistant hardware things back to back. And so now we have the Rabbit R1. And it sucks. All right, so like I very recently talked about the Humane AI pin, and it's supposed to be like a lapel pin that is AI powered, and it's the first mainstream AI hardware. It's shitty and it doesn't work. And now we've got the Rabbit R1, which is also shitty and doesn't work, but it's cheaper, and cheaper is about all it has going for it. It's basically a little doohickey that you can keep in your pocket in addition to your phone that has a far less capable version of Siri attached to it. It can do like four things. It can call you an Uber. I wouldn't trust it to do that in the slightest, but it can do that, apparently. Tech reviewers like MKBHD got their hands on this device and were like, this is terrible. Why are these things happening? One of the best subtitles, I think it was The Verge maybe, said that AI is in its Juicero age, which is, I mean, if that's a bit of a niche tech dunk. I wanna share that I've seen ads for this thing on TikTok like nonstop over the past year, and they progressed over time. At first they were like, look at this cool doohickey. We won't tell you what it does, but it looks cool, doesn't it? Then they were like, okay, we'll tell you what it does. And all the comments on those ads were like, why is this not an app? What? And then the next thing I noticed was they turned off comments on their ads. And then they turned off like counts. Weird how this should have been an app. Oh wait, it is. So now that people have their hands on this device, it didn't take long for someone to reverse engineer and find out that it's just running Android, and the entire thing is just a single Android app. They actually got it running on an Android phone, too. Like, it's literally just running an Android app. Not only could it have just been an app, it literally is, and they're just not letting you have it as an app. Now, Rabbit claims that, like, their real sauce is their large action model, which is their backend that lets their device do stuff, but it doesn't do stuff. Right now, it does very little stuff right now. If there was an actually accurate AI that was capable of interfacing with things at the scale that these companies are claiming that they could do, that'd be kind of neat, I guess. Maybe. It'd be like a nice accessibility tool, maybe. But I still would basically never trust an AI that can hallucinate to determine where I want to go in an Uber ride. If you're looking for a job, a great way to be compensated until the end of your life is to be a whistleblower for Boeing. It's not a job. We're gonna workshop the intro joke. There's now a second dead Boeing whistleblower. It's an accident. He got sick suddenly and died suddenly after being a whistleblower during an ongoing inquiry into Boeing about a lack of safety measures. Second one dead. Joshua Dean was by all accounts healthy and perfectly fine before becoming ill and dying very suddenly. He worked at a supplier for Boeing where he noted, hey, the safety here is not safety here. And they were like, shut up, get back to work. Dean was fired in 2023 and filed a complaint with the NLRB citing that his termination was retaliatory in nature because he was like, hey, these planes aren't safe. Now, Sam Salapour, who recently testified in front of Congress, he's still alive. He's the third whistleblower and hopefully he's safe, but like we know what happened here. Like let's not kid ourselves. But it's Boeing. America's not about to do anything to Boeing that would actually threaten its business operations. I truly don't see a world where it's like, wow, you guys did bad, like real bad, like real obviously bad. And so we're going to fine you a substantial amount or completely change your leadership or do anything else. Like this is not going to happen. It's Boeing. They're a massive defense contractor and a huge cash cow. I wouldn't be surprised to learn that one of our fabulous three-letter agencies is already involved. But that is speculation. It's genuinely difficult to not just sound like a conspiracy theorist. But it's two whistleblowers dead from a massive corporation in the midst of an ongoing inquiry into their lack of safety measures. Like, we're gonna need more tinfoil. Employees at Google who were recently fired over Google's association with Israel and their $1 billion contract have filed a complaint with the NLRB against Google, saying that they were unlawfully retaliated against, including one employee who was just near the protest. and got fired. He wasn't even protesting. He was just observing and got fired. But perhaps Google doesn't give a shit because they've laid off like thousands and thousands of employees recently. They just dropped another 200. This time, people who were on their like core teams, including safety and privacy. But it's okay. Google says that they're going to bridge these gaps with AI, which unrelated. Google has had a 15% increase in quarterly revenue in Q1 from last year and just launched a $70 billion stock buyback program. They also recently passed a market cap of $2 trillion, so maybe they don't need employees. Money is the product now. Here are a few recent updates on the ongoing genocide in Gaza. The most recent ceasefire talks that several Western nations were saying, oh, this is the one. They fell through. Israel is now saying that they are absolutely going to be launching an operation into Rafah, which is where there's over a million refugees. They are sheltering there because they were told to go there. They were told this is the safe place to flee to. If you're a civilian, go here. There's virtually no reasonable way to get out of Rafah, and you have to pay money to leave. Money that I'm sure they could get from a bank or maybe back home if they had a bank or a home left. And also it shouldn't, As the ceasefire talks were going on, Western countries and members of the G7 urged the International Criminal Court to hold off on charging Netanyahu with genocide. They were like, please hold off on charging him with genocide because it might hurt his fifis. And that would sour the talks. He is doing some genocide, but like, just don't say that. Just yesterday, Israel banned Middle Eastern outlet Al Jazeera from the country. They were saying that they were spreading anti-Israel sentiment, and so they cannot operate there. Very free. I want to be super clear that despite where your stance is on any of this, a country that says, hey, you're not allowed to say that the country is bad. But clearly, speaking ill of Israel is a high crime. And speaking of that, the U.S. House of Representatives just passed a bill that does exactly that. It makes criticizing Israel considered anti-Semitic hate speech. Because again, Jews must fit in our definition of Jews. And in our definition of Jews, it's Israel. That's what Jew is. If you're not actually familiar with like Judaism and Zionism and whatnot, Zionism is a political movement. It is not religious, it is a political movement. Jews are not inherently Zionists, and also Zionists are not inherently Jews. There's plenty of Christian Zionists because they believe it's a part of a larger master plan that brings about like the second coming of Jesus and the rapture, and it's a death cult. Like it's a straight up death cult, and it's very bizarre. And it's not what Judaism is about, which explains why there's so many Jewish people and rabbis at pro-Palestinian protests. They're like, hey, stop doing violence in the name of Jews. This is explicitly not our deal. Anyway, regarding that law, the ACLU is already pushing back and it's probably not going to go anywhere. Like the Senate still has to pass it. Biden has to sign it. I'm doubtful it's going to go through and do anything, but I would gesture broadly at the current state of American politics. So, I don't know. Gaming! It is rumored that the Switch 2 is going to have magnetically attaching Joy-Cons, as opposed to the slidey clicky kind that it has right now, which the first thing that happened to my Switch when I got it on like launch day was someone else took it, tried to put the Joy-Con in, they put it in backwards and it got stuck. So here I was with a brand new Switch being like, oh God, it's broken! They are making a new Game of Thrones MMORPG. This happened once before, like 10 years ago, and it didn't work. Got canceled. Maybe this one will. The developer is Nexon. I'm not familiar. Hasbro has said that they're going to start making more games. They're going to work with third parties and also build them in-house. And they're claiming that they're going to be to a similar quality of Baldur's Gate 3, which is genuinely hysterical. If you have, or more specifically, if you haven't played the Mass Effect series, Mass Effect Legendary Edition is currently 90% off on Steam. That's all of the original games in their DLC and like remastered. So neat. Players of Helldivers 2 got really, really big mad because the developers announced that they were going to have an update that requires you to log in to a Sony account for some reason, even if you're playing on Steam. And Sony is now backtracking. They've actually announced that they're not going to go forward with that update because obviously. Lightning round. We are finally seeing the beginnings of trials for COVID relief fraud. There's like 7 trials going on out of 70 that are planned. China's Academy of Sciences has released the most detailed map of the moon ever. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson are going to fight. Okay. Tesla is laying off hundreds more employees. They recently laid off 14,000 employees. Razer, the like gaming peripheral company, made a face mask, like an RGB face mask that they claimed was going to be as good as N95s. And that was just a straight up lie. And now they have to pay $1 million. Since no one listens to me, since nobody ever listens, some Catholic media group put up an AI chatbot that claimed to be a priest. And it said that you can baptize people in Gatorade. They've taken it offline. Stop making AI chatbots. Some space junk from the International Space Station fell through the roof of a random person's house in Florida. They're fine, cosmically. The US is finally considering changing cannabis to be a Schedule 3 drug instead of Schedule 1, which is like heroin and shit. The UK had their local elections recently, and the Tories, their conservatives, lost bad. Like, bad. Like hundreds of seats. Ron DeSantis has banned lab-grown meat in Florida. And I am not kidding when I say that the genesis of this goes back to anti-Semitic and racist conspiracy theories that started during COVID. While you're out there living your life, going to your job, hanging out with your family, seeing your friends, doing fun things, there's a contingent of people out there who are so preoccupied with their hatred that they're now banning lab-grown meat. And that's not supposed to make sense. There's not supposed to be dots to connect there. Because they shouldn't have been connected in the first place. Bonkers town. Anyway, let's cap this off with this one. With all the great advancements in AI recently, the US Air Force is working on AI-powered fighter jets. They say that the jets are already beating out human pilots in air-to-air combat simulations. Cool. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Stuff Keeps Happening. Head to, wait for it, skh.news for sources, bonus content, and to be redirected to stuffkeepshappening.online. Yeah, I got skh.news. It's fun. I like it. Okay. My name is Endeavorance. I'll be back on Monday. Take care and be well.